from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korea claims to be finalizing a plan. North Korea said today it is finalizing a plan to launch a salvo of four ballistic missiles off the shores of the U.S. territory of Guam, the newest provocation in the war of words between Pyongyang and Washington. The reclusive communist state, in an unusually detailed announcement, said that within a week, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un would be handed a plan to fire the Hwasong-12 missiles over Japan into the waters of Guam. General Kim Rok-yeom, the commander of the North Strategic Rocket Force, told the state-run KCNA news agency that after the plan is given to Kim, the military would wait for his order. North Korea is dismissing U.S. President Donald Trump's stark warnings to launch military action against the socialist regime if it continues to threaten the United States. In the meantime, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert says Secretary of State Tillerson and many others stand with President Trump.
We would like to see results. The pressure campaign, we see that working. The international community is in agreement with the United States and many of our partners and allies on putting additional pressure on North Korea. The secretary happens to be coming back from the ASEAN conference, where they had tremendous success. It was a good week for diplomacy.
A U.S. Navy destroyer carried out an operation near the Chinese man-made islands in the South China Sea, an effort to challenge China's territorial claims in the heavily trafficked international waters. Speaking with U.S. news agencies, officials said the USS John S. McCain carried out a routine freedom of navigation operation on Thursday that saw the ship travel within 12 nautical miles of the Spratly Islands. The development comes at a time of heightened tensions between the U.S. and North Korea. This is VOA News. Human smugglers drowned about 50 teenage Somali and Ethiopian migrants by shoving them into the water off the coast of Yemen. Survivors who buried the dead say they were among about 120 people aboard the boat sailing from the Horn of Africa to Yemen. The smugglers apparently feared that they'd been spotted by authorities on shore and abruptly forced all their passengers overboard as they neared the coast. A Russian activist freed from prison this week after serving a 4.5-year term said he plans to keep pressuring President Vladimir Putin, and he is encouraging activists to boycott next year's elections. Speaking Thursday at a press conference, leftist Russian opposition leader Sergei Udaltsov said Russian elections are dishonest and called for a consolidated boycott of the elections. The 40-year-old Udaltsov led a banned leftist organization in street protests in 2011 and 2012 to oppose Putin's election to a third presidential term. He was convicted in 2014 of fomenting mass riots and served his prison term in full. A second defiant opposition mayor of Caracas has said he will not turn himself in to authorities after Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's loyalist Supreme Court steps up the prosecution of opposition politicians. On Wednesday, the Supreme Court said via Facebook that it had sentenced David Smolansky of the El Hatillo district to 15 months in prison and fired him from his post and ordered his arrest. Smolansky released a video on social media. In it, he is saying, "We have now seen how the decisions end up being a political execution wall of mayors. I'm the 12th mayor who has been suspended, dismissed, and has an arrest order against him. At the pace we are going, there will be no municipalities left in Venezuela with an opposition mayor because we are all numbered." Smolansky was accused of defying an order to prevent opposition protests from blocking the streets. On Tuesday, Ramon Muchacho, mayor of the wealthy Chacao district of Caracas, released a similar video after the court removed him as well. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta appears headed for re-election while his opponent charges massive fraud in Tuesday's elections. Kenya's Election Commission said as of late Wednesday, with 96% of the polling stations counted, Kenyatta led opposition leader Raila Odinga 54-44%. Official results are a little slow in coming, this despite a new electronic system. Hezron Mogambi is a political analyst.
We are supposed by now to have had results, but the delay has been caused by the fact that the opposition had complaints about the system of transmitting results.
Odinga alleges hackers carried out what he calls a massive and extensive attack on the Election Commission's computer system. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.